First one by an Oriole since Gausman back in 2018. You let it slip away. So now you got to win the next two to win the series. And then Miami's coming to town playing great baseball, especially on the road. Up against it. But then again, they've been up against it for quite some time. And here to talk about that, as he does every Wednesday. He's powered by Verizon. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Parker. How are you?
I'm all right, man. And I'll see you Friday down at Pickles, of course. But not our night. I mean, you're up 6-2, six outs away from winning, taking advantage of this first series game. And, you know, are you buying that one here?
No, I'm not buying it at all. That was just a horrible loss last night. When you have a 6-2 lead going into the eighth inning, you have to hold on. And I realize the bullpen has had a tough go. I mean, the combined ERA for the Penn is 4.55. That's 25th out of the 30 teams in the major leagues. But Brian Baker's got to be better than that. You can't allow a pair of two-run home runs to let the Mets tie the game in the eighth inning. You know, and maybe they're using him too much. I mean, it was his third game in 5 days. Of course, he didn't pitch Sunday, and they had the day off on Monday. Baker's got to keep the ball in the ballpark. You know, force the Mets to rally by getting base hits or hopefully not getting base hits, but you can't give up two-run home runs and allow the Mets to tie the game in the eighth.
Look, we're all about the matchups, and we get it. And, you know, we always would lament, Jim, you in particular, the Hyder hook. But once Baker started to labor a little bit, wouldn't it have been, hindsight's always 20-20, a little prudent to get someone warming up a little earlier there?
Well, again, I was surprised they pulled him after 5 1/3. I mean, he only allowed 2 runs. He did allow the solo home run, but he struck out 6. He didn't walk anybody, and his pitch count was very low. So, you know, again, Bob, you know how I feel about this. I don't understand how they think these starters are going to learn if they're not allowed to go out and face tough situations. And Young kept them in the game last night, and that's the starter's number one job. I mean, he only threw 66 pitches. Why didn't he for the hook? But I do agree with you. If they thought they were going to pull him, they should have had somebody up as the inning began in the sixth inning.
I'm talking about Baker when he was getting roughed up, maybe getting somebody up and rolling.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant Brandon Young.
Hey, hats off to this kid. But, you know, Baker looked like, you know, he didn't have it. I mean, he threw, you know, 11 of those 15 pitches were for strikes, but they seemed to find bats. That was the problem.
Yeah, and, you know, the Mets are a very good team, and they're in a race with the Phillies. In fact, with their win last night, they're once again tied for first place with the Phils in the NL East. So they're going to give you 27 outs, and they have stars up and down their lineup. You know, and Lindor and Alonso both going to the All-Star game, they were the ones that hit the two-run home runs off Baker in that eighth inning. And, you know, again, you can't allow that to happen because you have to force the Mets to try to beat you by rallying to beat you, not with the quick bomb to get the game tied.
Jim Hunter joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, powered by Verizon. We were talking earlier, ESPN, David Schoenfeld in particular, handed out grades at the, you know, basically the midway point. All-Star break is next week for all 30 teams, and 3 teams got an F. The Braves, I'm down with that. Colorado, I mean, come on, they might be the worst team in the history of baseball. And the Orioles, and we were grading Mike Elias yesterday on the show. We all 3 of us, me, Vinny, and Nolan, gave Elias an F because you were one of the favorites to get to the World Series. You've been in last place for months. You're 10 games under 500. So when we start handing out failing grades for the Birds, is that appropriate there?
I think it's very appropriate. You know, you look at that game last night. They had a chance to hold on and win by getting those 6 outs in the 8th and 9th inning and go to 8 games below 500. Instead, now they're back to 10 below at 40 and 50. And, you know, in my opinion, Elias didn't do enough to stock the big league club. I understand he's great at drafting players, but the player development is coming into question now because when these guys come to the big leagues and they're big-time prospects, they don't seem to be ready to play. And that all falls under Mike Elias. So I would agree with that. I think the organization gets an F, and I think he gets an F because he didn't go out, and especially with the pitching staff. He lost Corbin Burns. He should have gone out and got either made a trade. You know, he could have got Garrett Crochet, but he didn't want to give up the prospects. Boston did, and he's arguably the best pitcher in the AL East right now. And he's going to the All-Star game, by the way. So I would agree with that F's all around for the Orioles for their season. And as you say, I mean, they're 3-3 in July because of the three-game sweep in Atlanta over the weekend. That's not going to get it done to get back in this thing. I mean, they're 7.5 out still in the wild card, but there are 7 teams they would have to leap over to get into the wild card, and I don't see that happening. They're just not playing consistently enough.
Hey, Jim, what are you seeing with Holiday, stealing bases? Because he gets caught way too much for being as fast as he is, as good athlete as he is.
Well, I think, Vinny, it's a learning process. I love the fact that he's tearing it up at the plate. I mean, in July, in the 6 games, he's got 8 hits, and he's batting .320. And I think that stealing bases is an art that you have to acquire. And I just don't think he has enough experience yet. I think eventually he'll be a very good base stealer and a consistent base stealer. But, I mean, you look at that game last night, the Orioles committed 2 outs on the bases. Westberg got caught stealing, and Laureano was picked off at third base, where he's 90 feet away from scoring another run. And, oh, by the way, they lost the game 7-6 by 1 run. So I think Jackson is going to be a very good base stealer eventually, but he's got to learn.
Hey, Jim, this may be a dumb question, but let's go back to last night again. I mean, because – you give up the home run, and, so you're down 6-4, and then you give up the single. I mean, because you got to win this game to go, all right, we're going to only be 8, games under .500. Can you bring in Batista in that situation to face Alonso?
They haven't used him that way, Vinny, all year. They've held him to 1 inning at a time. And, I mean, he did get the game to extra innings by pitching a scoreless 9th. So, I don't disagree with your thought there because he is your best relief pitcher. But since they haven't used him that way all year, they did in the past before he hurt his elbow and had the Tommy John, where he would have several 4 or 5 out saves. But since they haven't used him that way this year, I don't think that was ever a consideration.
Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, now our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan. Jim, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll see you Friday down at Pickles.
All right, looking forward to it.
There's Jim Hunter, everyone. We'll come back, take a trip through the Punthouse, Dolan McGraw, and then Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Have some NFL lunch with him. American League East Report, talk about what happened in the division last night outside of what happened at Camden Yards. Blue Jays still on fire. And then we'll get back to the Ravens, talk about some of the young guys less than 2 weeks away. Well, 2 weeks from today, training camp.